USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. At least 111 people are now confirmed dead in what's become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. Officials in Maui continued to search the ruins of Lahaina for the remains of fire victims as they prepare for a visit to Hawaii from President Biden on Monday. Meantime, Southern California is preparing ahead of a possible weekend storm.
In Southern California, the city of San Diego activating its emergency operations center ahead of a storm coming this weekend. Hillary, off the coast of Mexico, with winds up to 85 miles an hour, is expected to weaken back down into a tropical storm or lower by the time it gets to San Diego.
It may be the first time we've had a direct hit from a tropical storm, if it goes that way, but it's not the first time the city's experienced heavy rains.
Chris Heiser, the director of the city's Office of Emergency Services.
We have detailed maps of previous areas of flooding.
I'm Laura Winters.
Major cities all across the central U.S. are in for the hottest weather of the summer the next few days. Places like Lincoln, Nebraska, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Wichita, Kansas could see triple-digit temperatures that exceed highs seen so far this summer. A summit the Pentagon considers historic between President Biden and the leaders of South Korea and Japan happens in the next several days at Camp David. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says the summit will help cement greater cooperation amid growing concerns over North Korea and China.
We will continue to work together to deliver benefits for not only the peoples of our three countries, but also those in the Indo-Pacific region.
Idaho will not be able to enforce its ban on transgender student-athletes in women's sports after a decision from one federal appeals court. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a ruling that blocks the state's Fairness in Women's Sports Act, saying it is likely unconstitutional. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
The State Department's sending more documents on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan to Congress.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Michael McCaul said they came after a call with Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The Texas Republican said he appreciates Blinken's commitment to provide the documents and his promise to continue to produce them to the panel. This comes as House Republicans continue their investigation into the 2021 retreat from the country. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Former President Trump is looking to delay his federal trial related to election interference until 2026. Trump's attorneys recommended the trial start in April of that year. That's over 2 years longer than the original date prosecutors are seeking, in January. The election interference case is one of four criminal cases Trump is now dealing with, and one of two taking place at the federal level. Cincinnati Bengals running back Joe Mixon has been found not guilty of aggravated menacing. Judge Gwen Bender announced the verdict.
After a careful review of all of the evidence presented at trial and the testimony presented today, I cannot say that the city sustained its burden, not guilty.
The trial came after an incident in February when Mixon was accused of pointing a gun at a woman during a road rage incident. The NFL star faced 6 months in jail if he was found guilty. Sam Asghari cites irreconcilable differences in his filing for divorce from singer Britney Spears. He filed the petition Wednesday in the Superior Court of Los Angeles after 14 months of marriage. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.